This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go check out Questworthy. It is good stuff. Like I said, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, by them. By all of you. So become a Patreon. You see what you get there. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. Great people. All about PTSD. In today's news. Oh, we might have somebody going to Sonic 4. That's the movie. The fourth movie in the series. Activision had an announcement. Bandai Namco will have an announcement on March 5th. 2 days. Yeah, Thursday. And of course, the Indie World Showcase. But we're going to begin today with Marathon. GamesRadar.com did say that the stats are in for Marathon SummerSlam, and the players were not impressed. There were over 9 million PvP deaths, as they did extract almost 400,000 people with their being called drinkable cheeseburgers. So yeah, it just did conclude the Server Slam. And the fall launch is March 5th. So yeah, in 2 days. And Bungie did prepare a lot of statistics to commemorate the weekend that was spent on killing your friends. And, well, they said churning the burgers. Game Trader said that. So according to a stat summary video from Bungie, Marathon players did kill over 9 million enemy runners in the game's Server Slam. Runner being the name for the biosynthetic shells of Marathon players as their characters. And the players also destroyed over 129 million PvE bots from the abandoned UESC colony ship. So, an in-character YouTube comment with over 1,000 likes of writing, said, quote, Nukalaric is grateful that so many drinkable cheeseburgers were able to be extracted, end quote. But another player that was up on Reddit said, quote, too, just sharing a liquid burger with your bro. Another comment that was up on YouTube said, quote, this many drinkable cheeseburger extracted, the exact stat I came here for, end quote. Do I really want cheeseburgers today? Or maybe you saw some farming stuff today on the Nintendo Indie World Showcase. So here is everything that was announced. Blue Prince is going to Nintendo Switch today. So it's been ported over to Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. Mixtape is also going over there, but that's going on May 7th, 2026. Then Shed Attack was also there, and it showed a train going off the tracks. So basically, you're going to be doing some stunts with trains, and that'll be coming out on June 17th for Nintendo Switch 2. Rotwood will be an exclusive to the Switch 2, and that comes from Don't Starve, because this will be a side-scrolling co-op action brawler that'll let you play solo with up to 3 friends. Then Drinkbox Studios does need you to reclaim your people's memory before you're devoured. Yeah, because Moonlighter 2 will have some vaults and be a dungeon explorer. And then there's my little puppy. Nintendo of America was talking about this one. They said, quote, after escaping doggy heaven, help Bongu, the Welsh corgi, run, bark, and sniff his way through the afterlife in search of his dad. My little puppy from MLP DreamMotion jumps to Nintendo Switch digitally on May 29th with a physical release in June, end quote. And then Heave-Ho got, a sequel. Heave-Ho 2 is a party game. That's where you can have fun with up to 3 friends, where you can just grab what you can and swing and win. Dead Zone Rogue is an FPS sci-fi roguelike, and this sci-fi roguelike does encourage you to come back stronger than before. This game will be released on Nintendo Switch 2 on March 17th, 2 weeks from now. Minishoot Adventures are on Nintendo Switch and Switch 2 today. And this is going to have an action adventure exploration with some twin stick shooting. And if you play, you'll need to upgrade. Your journey will take you to caverns, ancient temples, and sunken cities. Woodoo! This is going to be a cozy game. There you can follow the story of Foxy the Fox and Ben the Frog, because you will be in a cozy game and build 3D dramas that have been already, that may have stolen your hearts. Now the devs did describe it as a 3D coloring book, and Voodoo will be available this summer. The Midnight Walk was up as well, and this will be a fantasy adventure that was built in real life clay and animated stop motion. So if you want a little scary game, it will be right there for you. Then they went to Unreal 2, Rattatan, and Grave Seasons, because those games will be ported to a Nintendo Switch, along with Outbound. The demo's out today for that one. And in Kenobi, one store. Many stories will be there too. So some of those will be out. Rattatan's gonna be out July 16th. Many stories will be out April 30th. Outbound's April 23rd. Unreal 2 will be in May. And Grave Seasons will be this summer. Lots of good stuff. And like I said, Mixtape, well, it did get a new trailer, but it does have a May 7th release date. So if you're interested in that one, for your Switch 2. But that's not the only announcements that are coming, because on Thursday, Bandai Namco will announce a new RPG. And that'll be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And that'll be up on their YouTube channel. So what will it be? That is what we don't know. We'll find out together on Thursday. Yes, we will. Activision did announce some Black Ops Royale. It'll be a new free-to-play Call of Duty experience on Xbox. And that's from purexbox.com. So now you can play Call of Duty Warzone. And it's free-to-play. And that'll be not just on Xbox, but on other consoles. But there they're talking about the Black Ops Royale. So that is free-to-play. But that's not the only thing coming to Xbox. Cyberpunk 2077, Planet of Lana 2, Final Fantasy 3, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 will all be coming to Xbox. Now, the last two I said, Final Fantasy and Kingdom Come, are available today. The ones that are coming soon, March 4th, to a T, and EA Sports F1 25. March 5th will be Planet of Lana 2, Children of the Leaf. On March 10th, Construction Simulator, Cyberpunk 2077. March 12th, Hollow Knight Silksong. March 17th, DreamWorks Gebby Dollhouse, Ready to Party. The games that are leaving on March 15th. So if you don't have these games, you might want to get them if you're interested. Bratz Rhythm and Style, Enter the Gungeon, F123, He Is Coming, Lightyear Frontier, Mythwrecked Ambrosia Island. Those will be the ones that are leaving. We're going to end with a rumor, though. My Nintendo News said that it is possible that Sir Ben Kingsley may have landed a role on the Sonic Movie 4. We'll see if this is true or not, but this will be huge for the movie if this does happen. But you know we'll be back again tomorrow for more gaming news, because this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. See you tomorrow. Go play some video games, people.